Dinosaurs and dragons. Oh my. Be strong in the Lord and in his great power. Wear the full armor of God. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 10 to 11. Did you know dragons and dinosaurs are in the Bible? Check this out from Job chapter 41. Can you catch Leviathan on a fishhook? If you put one hand on him, you will never forget the battle. He has rows of shields on his back. Flames blaze from his mouth. The sword that hits him does not hurt him. The darts and spears, small and large, do not hurt him. He treats iron as if it were straw. He's a creature without fear. Some people try to say the Leviathan is just a crocodile, but that doesn't sound like any crocodile I've ever seen. Rather, the word dragon comes to mind. And then there's this in Job chapter 40. Look at Behemoth. Look at the strength he has in his body. The muscles of his stomach are powerful. His tail extends like a cedar tree. The muscles of his thighs are woven together. His bones are like tubes of bronze metal. His legs are like bars of iron. Again, some people say the behemoth is an elephant. But have you ever seen an elephant with a tail like a cedar tree? God made some amazingly strong things. But the strongest is something he actually makes just for you. It's called the armor of God. And it's stronger than even Leviathan's rows of shields. This armor has a piece to cover every part of you, including your heart and mind, with the power of God and his truth. It will protect you from the devil and all his lies. Read more about the armor in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 to 18. So, like a knight dressing for battle, put on your armor every day. How? By praying and reading the truth of his word. Thank you, God, for your armor. Teach me how to put it on and wear it every day. Did you know the acid in your stomach is so powerful it can melt metal? But an armor of mucus protects your stomach lining and keeps that acid in your tummy, where it belongs, so the acid breaks down only what it's supposed to.